Lyra McKee was tipped as one to watch, a rising star in the world of journalism. However, her career was cut short as she became the latest innocent victim of a long and troubled history in Northern Ireland. For over 40 years, two communities here were involved in a conflict which claimed thousands of lives.
Very sad day for Belfast and for Northern Ireland, and we don't want to return to this, really.
I just think it's just so sad that a young innocent girl can lose her life just doing her job.
People don't want to see a return to the violence of the past. The unionist community, largely of a Protestant background, want to see Northern Ireland remain a part of the United Kingdom. But the nationalist minority, mostly of a Catholic community, want to see the reunification of Northern Ireland with the Republic. In 1998, after decades of bombing, riots and murders, a peace deal was signed, known as the Good Friday Agreement.
The agreement that has emerged from the Northern Ireland peace talks opens the way for the people there to build a society based on enduring peace, justice and equality.
Signed almost exactly 21 years before Lyra's murder, it allowed people to choose whether they wanted to be British, Irish or both by law. It also cleared the way for the main paramilitary organisations here to lay down their weapons and end decades of conflict. Lyra once described her generation as the ceasefire babies. The so-called new IRA, responsible for her death, is one of the groups which refused to accept that arrangement and is still using an armed campaign to try and bring about a united Ireland. The Irish President, Michael D. Higgins, has this message for them.
It is unrepresentative. I hope when you reflect on what you have done, you will see the appalling, unsustainable, unjustifiable thing for what you have done.
These dissident Republicans are fiercely opposed to the 1998 deal and to Britain's involvement in governing Northern Ireland. Riots broke out on the streets where Lyra was killed as police carried out searches, believing an attack against them was imminent. Youths began throwing petrol bombs and bricks before a gunman opened fire at the armoured police vehicles beside which Lyra had been taking shelter. She was struck by a stray bullet, leaving her partner Sarah devastated.
This cannot stand. Lyra's death must not be in vain because her life was a shining light in everyone else's life.
Lyra's friend, Lusty, met with the young rider earlier in the day that she was killed, discussing her plans to build a new life in Derry, where she had moved from her native city of Belfast.
She showed me pictures of the ring that she'd brought for Sarah and told me of the fabulous plans she had for the proposal in New York in May. I was given strict instructions to wear my kilt, which she always wanted to borrow, and to find or re-find my own version of Sarah. That was our Lyra. She had found something, in this case great love, and she wanted everyone else to have the same.
Lyra's sister Nicola spoke at her funeral on Wednesday, which had a Harry Potter theme to reflect her love of the J.K. Rowling books, which inspired her own writing career.
The way we heard inside.
We don't have Dumbledore's time turner that will enable us to change the past. But within each of us, we have the power to create the kind of society that Lyra envisioned.
Lyra McKee was also an avid campaigner for LGBT rights and equality, gaining her first boost to her career in 2014. She had written an article called Letter to My 14-Year-Old Self about what it was like growing up gay in Northern Ireland. It was later made into a short film. She had also just signed off the cover of her first book in recent weeks, which was due to be published later this year. She had also signed a deal to deliver two more. Even in death, Lyra McKee was destined to unite people. A service held in a Protestant church for the woman of a Catholic upbringing in a country where sectarianism caused our divide.
In the words of Lyra herself, we must change our own world, one piece at a time. Now let's get to work.
The Irish President and Prime Minister attended the service alongside the UK Prime Minister, police chiefs, fellow riders, campaigners and peace activists. Northern Ireland's devolved power-sharing government has not been functioning for 2 years. Father Martin McGill addressed political leaders gathered at the funeral, voicing the frustrations of the people for not being in office to tackle these paramilitary groups.
Why in God's name does it take the death of a 29-year-old woman with her whole life in front of her, with her whole life in front of her, to get to this point.
The Police Service of Northern Ireland say they know who killed Lyra McKee and they have made a number of arrests. However, they now need the evidence to secure a prosecution in the courts. David Hunter, DW, Belfast.